Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Another Saturday, another chance to talk travel with Rose Gray, a name made for radio, Rose Gray.
Hey, it almost sounds fake,
doesn't it?
It
does sound fake.
It's my real name.
Actually your name. So how are you?
I'm really good. I will tell you, that backup on I-43, brutal.
Real deal?
Brutal. Yeah.
Which is interesting because it's fairly early on a Saturday, but the traffic's really backed up.
The crash must have been so extensive that they had to close down all the lanes. So it's backed up. I'm just telling you.
But you were coming the opposite direction.
Correct.
So you were fine.
And I was a rubbernecker for just a second, looked over, and immediately put my eyes right back on the road so I could get here and talk travel.
Nice. Let's talk travel and a big announcement.
Yeah. Really, really big announcement. We've been waiting for this announcement for a bit. So Alaska 2024 groups are up for sale.
Yay.
So how do we find out about this? You know, pre-pandemic, boy, aren't you getting tired of saying that? I am. Pre-pandemic, Fox World Travel would go into our various markets and we would have in-person shows, et cetera, et cetera. Well, those days may return someday, but at this point in time, we're really finding out that my voice on the radio, our marketing team doing all the social media that they do and all of the newsletters. If you're not signed up for our newsletter, you can do that. We really can reach hundreds of thousands of people. And
right.
So we do it that way for the time being. And if you need any more information about Alaska, every one of the frontline advisors, the people you speak to, the people that will make your booking, are certified Alaska experts per Colleen and myself who have instructed them and taught them about all things Alaska. And I fully did a count as I was getting ready for this morning. Well over 50% of our advisors have been to Alaska.
Okay.
So how do you find this information? FoxWorldTravel.com. You go to travel, then you go to vacation travel, then you go to Fox Group Vacations, and you scroll past interesting things like exotics and Hawaii and Europe land tours and Europe river tours all the way down, and you will see Alaska, and it's June, July, and August of 2024, and there are four to choose from. We use the same two basic itineraries every year. One is called essentially Alaska and Denali, and the other is Alaska and the Yukon.
Okay.
And so you can look at the differences there. In a nutshell, the difference is going to be the Alaska and Denali is going to be a 7-day land and a 7-day inside passage cruise. And Alaska and the Yukon is going to be Alaska, the Yukon, and then a 4-day inside passage cruise.
Okay.
So a little bit of difference there. We can go over those in detail with you. These have been anticipated and people have been waiting for them for a while. So we had a long list of people that we needed to contact, which has been done now.
Okay.
And so if you are still interested in Alaska or you want Alaska for 2024, now is the time. 23, maybe, our groups are sold out. It's a simple fact of life. If you continue to scroll down on that page, you will see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Alaskas sold out.
Yeah,
so
a whole bunch of them.
They're just sold out. And doesn't mean you can't, as an individual, go to Alaska this year, but truth be told, you're kind of taking the leftovers, okay? It appears that I have a few spots on my Alaska trip, which is happening August 13th to the 27th.
Of this year.
Of this year. So if that's of interest to you, jump on that and see what you can find out. Again, that's a double motor coach trip. So that means I can usually take 104. So we must be in the 90 to 104 range for me to still have space on that one. So that one's pretty much sold out. But there is still space for anybody that wants to talk about Alaska of this year, for sure. But Alaska is one of those kind of trips, I think, Dayton, where you really start planning a year in advance. That's kind of
typical.
You just
don't jump on.
It's not something that you do very spur of the moment. It's something you've really thought about for a long time. But who knows? Things change. People's minds, maybe a trip you had planned didn't pan out, or you decided, you know what, it is going to be a good year to go to Alaska. I mean, the stock market rebounded nicely on Friday. Maybe that could make the difference. So whatever it is, we can help you out with Alaska, but all things travel related. So we talk a lot about groups on this trip, but it doesn't have to be a group. It certainly doesn't have to be a group. If you want to do something individually, if you are already thinking about Europe of 24, we've got lots of trips going there as well, but you might want to do something, as we call, customized, curated especially for you. You sit down with one of our as experts and you hammer out your perfect itinerary, and we have lots and lots of experts that will do that as well. You can find that information by going to Find an Advisor, which is another one of our links on that vacation travel page, and then you can pick who you want to talk to. You read their bios and find out where they've been and what they excel in, and then you can talk to them.
How many, they're not called agents anymore.
They're called advisors.
How many advisors do you have?
Probably we're in the 40s again.
Oh, okay.
And something we should mention, or do we have to go to break? Let me know if we're...
Yeah, we could do a break and come back, and then we'll mention...
And we'll talk about how you could become an advisor.
All right. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Thank you for listening to the Fox World Travel Show this morning on WTMJ.
Way up
north. Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Up to Alaska.
Yeah, exactly.
Well done. Yes, Alaska announced. You can go to foxworldtravel.com and check it out. Happy birthday to my mom. Her birthday was yesterday. And you know who the first person was to wish her a happy birthday yesterday?
Who was it?
Colleen.
Oh, and I was second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, happy birthday to her. And thank you, Colleen, for saying happy birthday to my mom. Yeah, that's how close you guys get with some of these travelers travel frequently with you. You get to know them.
And we also know Dayton. That's not everybody's bag. Yeah. Some people are like, nope, I got enough friends. I'd like to travel independently. That's great. But we do find out that lots of people, I'll just be very truthful and tell you that tonight I'm having dinner with some people who have signed up on the Steve Scafidi trip because they happen to meet some of my friends that were on a river cruise, and they said, you know Rose Gray, do you think she'd have dinner with us? I was like, of course I'll have dinner with you. What do you think? So, yeah, it's just one of those kind of things where it's not for everybody, but for those of us who love the camaraderie and love talking travel, because that's what we have in common. That's what we all have in common.
So. And that's what this show is about. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Hi, Rose, Steve from Australia. I know passports, apps, and renewals. Oh, so applications and renewals are backed up. But how soon should I renew my TSA pre-check?
I'm hearing 3 months in advance for TSA pre-check renewals.
Okay.
It's not like, so what we always tell people is you look at your passport and you say, oh, I've got until November 26th. On November 10th, I'll maybe think about renewing my passport, never thinking that there are many, many, many countries, most countries in the world, that have a validity requirement for passports. And so what the validity requirement is commonly is 6 months. And so you say, well, that's not really fair because my passport should, I paid for this passport. It should be good for the full 10 years. But what they're trying to avoid is having a guest, a visitor from another country in their country whose passport expires because they've been detained. Some health issue makes them stay longer, work, whatever it might be. So that's that long-winded answer about that. But what happens is it now we're seeing 8 weeks to 15 weeks just for renewals and even more for new passports because they just don't have enough people to process them. So I would look at my future needs with regard to my passport and say, okay, I don't need this again now until fill in the blank, March, when we all go on our spring break to the Riviera Maya. I'm going to do this soon because it's taking so long. And we're hearing such random responses. Some people are telling me, oh, I got my renewal in 8 weeks. And then somebody just told me two nights ago, oh, my renewal took 3 months.
Right.
So you just don't want to chance it. It's not worth it.
Do
but
it
TSA pre-check's a little bit different.
Okay. You mentioned going into the break that you have some openings.
We do. So here is some kind of exciting news. If you go to the Fox World Travel website and you go to Why Fox, you will find Career tab. And when you do look at there, you will see passion for travel. Apply now, Vacation Travel Advisor. And if you go into that job, you will see Vacation Travel Program Associate, paid training opportunity. Now, there are people out there in the world that will ask you to pay them to train them to become a travel advisor. And some of them have a rebate type a program where if you're with them and you do get hired, they'll pay you back half your tuition. And then 2 years later, this is not the way it works at Fox.
Okay.
We screen you HR. We've got a very, very good HR team that will screen these people. They know if they want you already. So we found that we'd rather find good salespeople and train them in travel than find good travel people and train them in our sales techniques. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So Vacation Travel Program Associate paid training. It's a unique opportunity for the right person. They're looking right now to work in the Appleton office or the Sheboygan physical branch. They also will have some opportunities down the road for people who are looking for virtual opportunities as well. But give it a shot. If people hear me talk on the radio all the time about how exciting my life is because of the world of travel. And it wasn't always this exciting, folks, but I have done almost everything you could possibly think of in the travel business. I have booked business travel. I have booked international business travel. I have booked vacation travel. I have done sales. I have done media. I have done tour managing. And when you are with a company as big as Fox World Travel, the opportunities for advancement or job are changing your path are endless, quite frankly. And you know, all the people who are doing the accounting work and they're doing the IT work and all of those people are getting all kinds of travel benefits as well. So keep that in mind.
If that's not a testimonial to go apply for that job, I don't know what is. Well done. 922, we do need to take a break. The Old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Old National Bank, get old and get your calls and texts in so we can talk travel. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Turned out the winner when it came to Alaska, the land.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning to you. I've been finding all the Alaska songs, which is good because we talked about Alaska.
Oh, I love this song.
Here's to Alaska and me.
Woohoo!
Old National Bank talking text line 855-616-1620. We do have a text here that says, good morning, Rose. For first-time travelers going to Alaska, can you recommend a certain cabin and some amenities on Holland America? Thank you, Diane.
Okay, so here's the deal. When you see the pricing on our website, you're going to say, why does it say starting at? Because everything on land is going to be the same. We're all going to be treated the same. We're going to be in the same room categories in the hotels and things like that.
Okay.
There's one exception to that. You can upgrade your room at Denali, but let's not go into that. But when you're on the cruise portion of the trip, then that is what determines the cost of your trip, because there are inside cabins, there are outside cabins, and then there are balcony cabins, and then there are balcony suites. Okay. And then there's actually even more than that. But an inside cabin is exactly what it sounds like, a cabin with no windows.
Okay.
Now, they're very clever, and they put some drapes on the wall to make you feel like you have a window. But when you look behind the drapes, there's nothing there. And some people say to me, you know what? This is my dream. I'm never going to be in my cabin. I want to be outside on that ship when I can. I get that. I'm not that person. I got to have some natural light.
Yeah.
So if you want some natural light, there are cabins that have windows, sizable windows, not just little teeny portholes, but sizable windows. You can look out and see the whales and see the icebergs and all that kind of thing. Now, you're in the inside passage. So a lot of the time we are not able to see land on either side of us. We're just going, you know, we're just seeing water. But the ultimate would be a balcony, because then you can open up your sliding patio type door and walk out onto your balcony. And so while you're in Glacier Bay National Park, for example, and you're staring at the most amazing glacier ever, you could be sitting outside on your balcony doing that. Now, again, some people say, I just want to run all around the ship. I want to be on all various levels and I want to see. And that's to each their own. Somebody said to me on a trip, pre-pandemic.
There's that word again.
I said, I cannot believe you booked an inside cabin. And they said to me, the helicopter, heli-hiking glacier trip was the compromise.
Oh.
We were either going to book an outside cabin, but the cost of that was what it cost to do heli-hiking on a glacier. And we opted to do that instead.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
They made their decision.
Exactly.
It was a good decision for them.
Yeah. They were thrilled. Yep. And that is why you work with a travel advisor. They want to consult with you. They want to talk to you. What is important? Then the other thing is that people want to know, should we buy the drink package? Now, this year, again, we have what we call a have-it-all package. I'm not going to get into the real nitty-gritty of this thing, but there's Wi-Fi amenities. There are some excursion amenities. And most importantly, there's a drink package included. So that's 15 drinks per person per day. Again,
oh
we talked
gosh.
About this every year. How could I possibly drink 15 drinks? Remember, that's bottled water, specialty coffees, soda. That's
okay.
all included
that's
in the beverage
then, 15,
category.
Yeah. 15
is not tough.
It's not 15 alcoholic beverages. It's just 15 beverages
that
in
you would normally purchase.
Got it.
Correct. And
got
so, again, an advisor will go through that with you. If you literally do not drink soda and you have one glass of wine per night with your dinner, that may not be a good option for you.
Right.
But again, you're on vacation. I just don't believe you when you tell me that, but that's okay.
All right, let's try to sneak in one more text before the news here.
Yep.
Hi, Rose. Does Apple Vacations Insurance cover medical? If not, can a medical-only plan be bought through Travel Guard?
It does include medical, but get with your travel advisor to determine, is that medical coverage that they're giving you enough, and is it primary or secondary? And then, yes, you can, in fact, buy a subsequent or another package if you want to. But I think once you see what the Apple Vacations Insurance includes, I think you'll be happy with that coverage.
Good answer. The Old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620. Get your calls and texts in. It is the Fox World Travel Show.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Listen.
When I need some time alone, it's a place where I can go.
Lee Greenwood, Home to Alaska.
Aw, we will see caribou.
Will you?
Yeah.
All right, the big Alaska trips all announced and up now at foxworldtravel.com. Dayton Kane and Rose Gray here answering your questions, talking travel. The Old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. By the way, if you want to feel like you're traveling today but not go too far, Scottish Fest and the Highland Games going on at Croatian Park in Franklin. So I've never donned a kilt. I've worn some weird, interesting outfits in the past, but never a kilt.
Okay, if you do don a kilt, I'd like a picture.
Okay. I don't know that that'll ever happen, but if you want to see guys in kilts, today's the day to go to Franklin, Wisconsin, and see that. So let's get some text here. It says, hello, Rose. I'm moving. Do I need to update my TSA PreCheck and or my passport to reflect my new address? Thanks, Kurt.
Okay, not necessary, but it can be done. The passport is actually harder than the global entry because nobody really cares where you live on your passport. Now, if you open up the front page, there's a area where you can actually put your address and phone number. And they ask you to do it in pencil because they know people are going to move and you can just erase it. I've never even done that. I've never even put that in. The government knows where you live. I promise.
They will find
but,
you.
And there is a way to do it online for your global entry. But again, that's also not critical.
Okay. Next one says, is an in-person interview required to renew your TSA global entry?
Okay. And this question, Dayton and I stalled a little bit because I was going to flat out say no. And then I thought, I need to check this. So here's the way that works. You basically submit a renewal application, and it is very likely you will not need an interview. However, if some red flag pops up for whatever reason, and I never could even anticipate what that red flag would be, they could ask you to come back for an interview. But it's unlikely.
Okay.
So I can't even, I don't know, Dayton, how does your mind work? Can you come up with something that would cause the government to say, whoa, whoa, whoa?
Well, it just depends on the application you're filling out. What are they going to ask you? Do you have a hidden alligator in your basement?
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
right. Right.
How are they going to flag you?
Here's a really quick Rose story. So we talked about the fact that I was very lucky when I got my global entry and that I happened to be coming back from Mexico in February of 2022, and I had an appointment for my global entry interview in April of 2022.
Okay.
And so while I was going through customs, they said to me at O'Hare, oh, I see you have an appointment. Would you like to take care of that now? And of course, I said yes. And we've now talked to many, many listeners who have told us the same thing has happened to them. And so I went over to the gentleman, nice gentleman, but this is no time to joke around. Just like airports are right. No time to joke around. It's serious business. So he said to me, and one of the tricky things for me on the application was I needed to list all the countries I was in the last 10 years.
10 years.
So that was tricky. So, but they have a drop down and they have a check, you know, I could check boxes. And it said USSR. And I had been to Russia.
Okay.
So I checked it. And the gentleman asked me some questions and then said to me, why are you now getting, why is this important to you? And I said, because I travel a lot with groups and I wasn't going to do it, but now I see there's an advantage to me beating the group through the customs process and getting to the other side where the baggage claim is and actually start pulling their bags off the carousel for them if I can. So that's my reasoning. And then he said, okay, I see here that you indicated you've traveled to the USSR. One would think that someone who travels as much as you would realize there is no USSR anymore. And I said, but sir, it was a drop down. But I didn't say that. I said, yes, sir. I don't know why I put that. Then he said, I see you live in, and he mentioned Oostburg. I said, yes. He said, I travel I-43 that way when I go to my happy place. I said, oh, where is your happy place? And he said, the UP of Michigan. Uh-huh. And I said, my husband's a Uper too. And then he liked me after that. So that's how those interviews go.
Got to have those Uper connections.
Exactly.
All right. We have a long text here, so follow along with me. We applied for our husband-wife passport renewals in March. Philadelphia office confirmed receipt of certified mail. One passport is being processed. My wife's passport application and check, mailed in the same package, are lost. They cannot find it. They cannot find it. They're taking no responsibility. Tell us what we have to file lost passport and apply for a new passport. No guarantee we can have time for August trip. Any suggestions?
The only thing you can do now is do what they're telling you to do and pay the expedited fee. There's a $60 expedited fee that you can pay. And you're right. Government will not take any responsibility. Eventually, they will get the refunded check for the one passport they're not processing. But I would go ahead and do what they're telling me to do. Using a service is no longer something that we're recommending at Fox because those services that used to be able to expedite those passports for us are going through the same exact procedure we're going through.
Right,
so they're
right.
not getting it any faster. You're just paying an additional fee for somebody to be handling it. So I would go ahead and do the renewal. I would pay the $60 expedite fee and cross my fingers that you'll get it for August. It's only June 3rd.
Right.
So I feel confident with an expedited $60 fee, you're going to be able to travel in August.
855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Just renewed my kid's global entry. 19-year-old son, no interview. 17-year-old daughter needs an interview.
Okay.
No appointments in Milwaukee through the end of August. Going to do on return from Ireland in August at ORD. So,
yep.
Again, it's hit or miss. It's who gets it, where does it end up? And
I love it. I love hearing good stories, but I like hearing the truthful stories
right.
as well. So that we're very, at Fox, we know what's going on. We can only, just like anybody, we can only read what the government is telling us. They
right.
can, they give us the information, and that's what we can share with our customers and the listeners. But it's just, again, how, if they were in the same office, how did one right. passport get lost?
Yeah, one gets lost, and then this one, they're sent the same. One kid needs an interview, one doesn't. Like, it's just hit or miss. One quick one before the break here. About how long does the global entry appointment take?
5 minutes.
Yeah, once you have
10 at the most. I mean, it depends if you have a chatty interviewer
right.
that wants to, you know, they have appointments set up that they have to continually process these people yeah. quickly. But if he looks at your application and there's nothing that would prevent him from giving it to you and he's got 2 extra minutes, he might chat.
But again, no time to joke around.
No,
just answer
it really
the questions.
Yep.
Just get through it and
yep.
be done.
Because what they're doing, Jayden, is they're letting you go through customs without the hassle of declaring anything. They're saying, you understand what you're allowed to bring into the United States and you're not going to break that rule. And we're not going to ask you every time. We trust that you get it now. And then you can go through the global entry.
There you go. 855-616-1620. That's the old National Bank talking text line. More of your calls and texts coming up next. It's a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
I'm on the road to Alaska. No way near Nebraska, but I'm sure if I ask her, she'll know.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Have 4 chances to go back to Alaska.
Yeah.
Big announcement today.
A very big announcement. So the 2024 groups for Alaska are out and available to book. And you can find the information at foxworldtravel.com under the Vacation Travel tab, under the Fox Group Vacations tab. And then you have to scroll past exotics. That would be Vietnam, Japan, and Egypt. I would tell you Japan is over half full already.
Yeah.
So get on that. Hawaii, scrolling down. And then you get past the European river cruises. And there they are. 4 trips to Alaska in 2024. Some differences. One is Yukon. The other 3 have Denali. We talked a little bit about what those differences are. Everybody at Fox World Travel is well-versed and ready to help you with Alaska.
All right. And what's the number and when are people answering the phones?
So it's 866-GO-FOX-GO, 866-GO-FOX-GO, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Or fill out the form right online.
I love
and
that
somebody
one.
Will reach back to you.
And then you can give us all that information that it would take us a couple minutes to get to. Like, how many people? When do you want to go? You know, et cetera, et cetera. So give us as much information online as possible. We can start the process quickly.
The Old National Bank talk and text line to talk to us today, 855-616-1620. Let's go to Pat in New Berlin. Good morning, Pat. What's your question?
Good morning. I am going to be taking my granddaughter and a friend who recently graduated high school to Hawaii. And we're going shortly, in about 3 weeks. And there are a couple of excursions that I was thinking of possibly scheduling for them and me and whatever. What would your thought be? Should I schedule those now or should I wait till we get there? Like for instance, a snorkeling trip. I want to give them a surfing lesson, things like that.
Okay, so
would it be best to wait?
Those kinds of things you can do while you're there because it may be weather related. It may be weather dependent. So if you've got this all booked and ready to go, and all of a sudden you're going to snorkel in Maui. And it's just too wavy and they can't possibly take people out. They're just going to refund your money. Whereas if you are there and you can see what the weather is like, you can make that happen. Same with the surfing. What I would say is if you were going to do something like Pearl Harbor or you were going to do something like a whale watch or something of that nature. And again, whale watching, this isn't whale watching season. So, it might not be necessary. But what I'm saying is if it's something that involves a large group of people and equipment that is not really weather dependent, I would book that in advance. If you wanted to do a helicopter, if you want all those kinds of things, but anything that's kind of, we were thinking we might do snorkeling. We were thinking we might do a surf lesson. That easily can be booked when you're there.
Okay. Can I ask also about a luau? It's almost, I've looked at so many luaus. It seems like that is something that possibly I should be booking now because...
Yes.
They might fill up do you think I'd be okay?
No, luaus will fill up. That's another one that if you're dead set on doing that. The best luau in all of Hawaii, in my opinion, and lots of other people's opinions, because they win the award every year, is the Ola Haina luau in Maui.
Yeah.
That one is the biggest and best. But there are others I have gone to that are perfectly lovely, and oftentimes they are connected to a hotel. The Sheraton has a fabulous luau. So there are other places you can do a luau other than Olahaina. Yeah.
One other real quick question. Do you know anything, if there are any kind of ways I can get a discount or a coupon or a thing like that? Or I've been looking all over the place and it doesn't seem like any of that stuff that they do any of that.
I don't think anymore. Again, post-pandemic travel is so crazy right now that they're not discounting anything because they know they can sell it without the discount.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Well, aloha. Have a great trip.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for listening. Bye. Thanks for the call, Pat. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. One final segment coming up. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
75 degrees already in Milwaukee, mostly sunny, 81 near the lake, 88 inland. Going to be another hot one as you go further west today. Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. Let's get in all the questions we can before we run out of time. Barb from Franklin, good morning. What's your question?
Good morning. My question is, I am going to be going to England with my sister and my daughter and niece. And I would like to know, where is the best place and when do I exchange my money from the U.S. dollars to pounds?
Yeah, I typically, it's my MO, the way I operate is I like to have the currency on me prior to me arriving in the country. So you can do that at almost any bank. It used to have to be the major banks, and now almost any bank or credit union will do that for you. There's usually a small surcharge under $8, something like that, to get it done. I would get a couple hundred US dollars converted to pounds. You can get pounds at any ATM in all of the big cities, and most of the even smaller cities throughout the UK are going to have ATMs. But again, there may be charges associated with that. And then also remember that credit cards, especially Visa first, MasterCard second, are widely accepted. And I do understand that sometimes you're going to want to tip people, or sometimes you're going to be in small shopping facilities or outdoor markets where maybe they're not accepting credit cards and you're going to want those pounds. But I would get them in advance. If you cannot find a financial institution or yours does not do it, you can also do it on Travelex website. Now, Travelex sells not only travel insurance, but they also do currency conversion, and they will actually ship that currency to your home.
Okay.
About how long does it take?
Yeah, when I get it from my financial institution, it takes about 4 business days.
Okay. All right. So you would just suggest just $200? Why just only $200?
It just depends on how your spending habits are. I put everything on a credit card. Everything. So I just happen to have $200. I try to get them in as small bills as possible. If they can't do that, I break it up as soon as I can. You can also get foreign currency at the airport. But the problem is you want to get through customs. You want to get your bags. And the last thing you want to do is be held up in a line waiting to exchange currency.
So basically the $200 is for tipping.
Yeah, that's just my thing. Like I said, if you were saying I'm going to spend cash on everything, then certainly take a lot more. I just feel like A, I don't need that much, and B, if it does happen to be stolen or I lose it, I'm out $200, not $2,000.
All right. Thank you, Barb, for that call. And that about does it for the show. So remind everybody what's up on the website.
Okay, quick. So we want to remind everybody that Alaska 2024 is up for sale. There is still space on some of our 23 if you're just itching to get out of here. And then also remind everybody that if this sounds like a really fun career, you too could be at the Fox World Travel Learning Institute and learn all there is to be, all involved in being a vacation travel advisor and work for Fox.
And get paid to do it. That's a great thing. FoxWorldTravel.com. That does it for this week. We'll do it again next week at 9 o'clock every Saturday, the Fox World Travel Show. Rose Gray, Dayton Kane, have a great week. Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management in next.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show,
is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.